We are up to Gimel Amud Aleph. And we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. And the Gemara is going to go through a very similar conversation according to Rava's opinion. Right? We went through Rava's opinion. We had a problem. Why is an Eid Echad believed? And we came up with the solution that the concern is only a rabbinic concern. And we are, because of Iguna, we were Meku. And the Gemara had a question. By requiring only one aid, you're leaving yourself open to the husband coming and claiming it was Shalai Lishma. The Gemara's answer is that husbands, because the Shliach knows that he has to give it in front of Bezin, he's very, very careful. And one of two things will happen. Number one is it's a deterrent for the husband to come because he knows how the Shliach was so careful and said it in front of Bezin, so he's embarrassed to come and claim something that Bezin will look at him and say, huh? And especially because the Shliach is so careful, we give him a leg up, we believe him more. That is what we said yesterday in Rabbah. We are going to have a very similar Gemara where the Gemara is going to go through it according to Rava. Rava is the one that said that the reason we need b'fana nechtam was not because of the Shema, but because he can't find Edom to be Mekayim, to validate the witnesses, right? So therefore, we say b'fana nechtam, and that validates the witnesses. Frank the Gemara, seventh line from the top, Gimel Amud Aleph. Ula Rava Damav Vishen Edom Metzuyin Lekaymai. Rava, who says that the reason is Ein Edom Metzuyin Lekaymai. Lepoi Trey. Why don't we need two witnesses? Midia Havakim Kol Edom Shibatayra. Midia Havakim Shtar Zalma. Because every star that we validate, we have two witnesses validate each signature. Either the person comes and validates his own signature, or if you use others to validate the signature, you need two witnesses on every signature. It could be the same two witnesses on both signatures, but each signature has to be validated by either the person themselves or by two witnesses. So why is this any different? Why are we relying on one person to validate signatures on a get? Zakti Gemara, Eid Echad Nema Bisurim. Eid Echad is Nema Bisurim, and this is not a monetary star. It is an Isser star. Now, problem being, it's Negei Ksuba. Giving a woman a get allows her to collect Ksuba. So why isn't there a monetary aspect here? It could have been asked yesterday in Rabbah as well. And the Rishayim asked the Kasha. True, but there we're dealing with at this point we're still thinking biblically, right? That wasn't the difference biblically. That wasn't the Rabbanon they could have thing by a husband died, right? So we're trying to answer a similar answer, saying the monetary thing is a consequence. It is not what they're testifying about. They're testifying about signatures, right? One age testifying about the signatures. The money is a consequence, and therefore that's not considered his testimony. Anyway.
Super, that.
No, but if she's divorced, she has to prove divorce to collect the super.
Okay,
she's not divorced, the super doesn't mean anything.
The jar is super, not the get.
Again, the get enables the super. Zakti Gemara Vayta. Eimad Amin Ein Echad Nema Bisurim. Repeat of yesterday's Gemara. When do we say Ein Echad Nema Bisurim? Because Chaticha Savit Shecher Lo Savit Sheshuman. A Chaticha that we don't know is Aser. Shloi Yischazik Yisura. No Iser has been established. Avo, but over here, Hachi Yischazik Yisura De Eishas Ish. This is an Eishas Ish that we're releasing. How can you rely on 1-8? Question number one. Question number two. How is David Shabar Eva Vayt? David Shabar Eva Pachas Mibayt. And this is also a Davish Be'erva. And a Davish Be'erva does not work with less than two people. And for the Gemara. Similar to the Gemara before, but a different topic completely. But then who the Bekiyim Star is Nami Loili Boy. The concept of having to validate a star is not a biblical concept. It's a rabbinic concept. Because there is Lakish. Yama Rish Lakish. Eidem Machasumim Malashtar. Rish Lakish said a line that is a very basic line in our approach to shtaros. When people sign a shtar, we say it's as if Bezin heard the testimony and investigated it. Meaning, people are afraid to forge. Forgery is extremely uncommon. Enough, it's a behavioral thing in people. They don't, that people are afraid. They don't have the audacity to forge a written document. And therefore, biblically speaking, you never have to worry about forgery. If you have a star signed by two people to say that somebody forged their signatures, is accusing somebody of having the audacity to forge, biblically, we never have that assumption. People don't forge stars. Biblically speaking, a star is as good as two eidos coming into Bezin and answering all our questions. That's the kayach of a star. Because you're accusing people of forgery, people don't forge signatures. It's a behavioral, what word am I looking for?
Norm.
Norm, thank you. It's a behavioral norm. And therefore, biblically speaking, I don't need kiyum shtaris. So the whole concept here that a husband that it will come and say this is a forged get, is there a bit of concern? Because biblically we look at the husband and say, nobody forges shtaris. It's not going to happen. And therefore, you cannot claim forgery. It's a non-claim.
If we're going to say that, that means... Would we
say
the rights also people don't lie?
No. Forgery and lying is a different level. Because it's evident, it's there. It's right here. You don't put your lies on paper by forging somebody's signatures.
Yeah, but
you can lie. People have a tendency to lie, but that's not on recording. They lied and it's over with.
We said lying with Bezdin there. We said it before class started today. Lying with Bezdin there.
I said it today?
Yeah, you said that people don't...
I said people are more careful when they testify in Bezdin. Right. I didn't use the word lying, correct?
That's what it means, right?
Right.
But we're saying once it's in print, it's like you can't take away...
The behavioral norm is people don't have the audacity to forge.
Why do we have to verify the signatures, then?
Oh, look, we're middle of going on the screen now. We're not even giving the Gemara a chance yet. So therefore, the first thing we have to establish, the Gemara establishes, is that Kiyum Shtaris is rabbinic. Biblically speaking, there's no need to validate any signature. Bedinu the Kiyum Shtaris Nami Lo Liboy. You should never need Kiyum Shtaris, because they're Shlokish. Da'amer Shlokish, Einam Achasumim Malashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechkore Dusim Bebezin. Rashi, Zokt Rashi, Nasa Kamisha Nechkore Dusim Bebezin, the Lechotzev Inish Lezufei. This is what Rashi tells me. They don't have the audacity to forge a star. Weiter. Rabbanon Hudatzrach, came along to Rabbanon, and said, we have to take forgery as a concern. The Torah is not concerned, but unfortunately there are people that forge, and we want to eliminate that. And therefore, we will require a validation of a star. Now, it's not usually a very difficult thing to do. Because usually, when two people write a contract, and they have two eidim, right, you go to three people, it's not easy, because contracts don't have to be written in Bezin. But you can validate it a minute after it's written. All you need is Adam to go in front of three people, Bezin, and say, these are our signatures. And Bezin writes, we validated the signatures. So it's not hard. It's time-consuming, and you have to find the Bezin. But it's a rabbinic requirement. Biblically speaking, there's no need for validation of signatures. People don't forge. Rabbanon were concerned. So Hachem Mishimiguna Kilo Barabbanon. Since we want this woman to be married, so we believe in Eid Echad to validate the signatures by saying, B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. Frech the Gemara, the same kasha we had yesterday. Ha'kula hu chumro. This is not a kula. You're not making it easier. You're making it harder. Because imachukas le'trei le'yasi ba'amaro pasalai. If two people would validate the signatures, the husband can come, stand on his head, spit wooden nickels, claim it's forgery. We'd say to him, these signatures are valid. Have a wonderful day. It's only one witness. He'll say, Rabbi Sai, this is a forged star. Oh, you have one witness? One witness is not enough to validate a star. So you're setting her up, Adarabba. You're making it that the husband can come in and tie them. So how are you helping the lady by only requiring one aid? Granted, it's easier to find this 1/8, especially if he's a shliach.
You're allowed to get married.
Yeah, but then the husband shows up and says it's a forgery. We got a heavy duty problem on our hands.
More concerned of error than a forgery?
The husband will come and claim forgery.
What happens to the rights that we're not reading?
The Torah doesn't consider forgery a valid claim. Came along to our bottom and said, we do. We do. It's a rabbinic requirement. I mean, Rabbanan gave a person a right to claim forgery.
We don't say, like, low shishi.
Again, I don't know percentages. Rabbanan came along and said, forget about get. Reuven has a document that says that Shimon owes him $10,000, signed by witnesses. Biblically speaking, he presents that document, and Shimon has no claim this document was forged. People don't forge documents. Rabbinically, they said, we have to deal with this claim, and we have to validate the signatures. It's a rabbinic requirement.
If he comes in now and says forged, and he goes to aid him, he's not.
I lost you on this one.
No, because we said on here, by get we're afraid, because this is only one.
1 second. That's the regular shtaris. You validate it with two Adam.
And if somebody comes and says forged, we don't believe them.
There's two Adam that said it wasn't forged.
Correct. Plus the two Adam signed.
Two Adam that signed are not enough to say not forgery. Biblically they are. Yeah. Rabbinically they're not. Came along two other Adam and validated their signatures. They now become unassailable, if that's the right word. Unquestionable. They're validated. A bezin sign that they validated the signature. Here, we're mekel. We say, don't require two Adam, to validate the signatures on the get. It is enough to have one. That's great. It's wonderful. The husband will come in and say it's forgery, and what are we going to tell him? That we have one? He's going to say, Rabbi Sai, 1/8 is not believed. So you really, in a certain way, helping her, you're allowing her to get married without having, but we wouldn't require validation if nobody comes and claims forgery either. Anyway, it's only the fear that somebody might claim forgery. We're not protecting it. And for the Gemara, the same answer it answered yesterday. Given the Amar B'fnei Kam and Naisna Law, Reb Yechon, Reb Chanin, the Chayram B'fnei Shnai, the Chayram B'fnei Gimel. Remember, we require this b'fanei nechtem to be done in a very solemn way by having a bezin there. Mikara medik dayak. That puts the messenger takes this very seriously. He's going to be saying something in front of a bezin. V'le'asi l'ruya nafshei, and he won't come and compromise himself. And therefore, if the husband comes now, we show him the door. We say, sorry, it was validated. The shliach got an amanus of more than a regular aid. And therefore the husband can stand on his head and spit wooden nickels and scream that it was forged, and we would say, sorry.
Even though there's only one.
Even though there's only one, but because he's the shliach, and he says, b'fanei nechta. And he says it, and he knows he has to say it in front of a peasant. So he's being very, very careful in his testimony. Much more so than a regular aid echad. That's what we're saying. Rashi. Hold 1 second. No Rashi. Yes, doctor.
I'm not sure. Can you just clarify, maybe the last time, can you clarify exactly what it means? Who says in front of two or three? I'm not clear about that.
I am not. I didn't hear your question. What? I'm sorry?
Who says that in front of two or three? The last line, Chadamar b'fnei Shnai, the Chadamar b'fnei Gimel. What exactly is that scenario?
If the shliach comes and gives the get to the woman, and he has to say b'fanei nechtam, how many people does he have to say it in front of?
Uh-oh.
And the reason for 2 and 3, we'll discuss later in the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis. Mer Hashem next week. That was yesterday's Gemara. That was in the Gemara before, which the Gemara said the same thing. Today we did one Rashi, not the Kamishanech Kredus and Bebezin. Rashi does not repeat anymore. There's no more Rashi on this Gemara.
Thank you.
Okay. Practice Gemara of a Rav in my time of Lama Karaba. So now we have two reasons. Two reasons why the Fanei Nechtam, the Fanei Nechtam. We are much bigger Talmid Chachamim than we were when we started Masechtas Gittin. We now know there are two reasons why you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, with Rava saying one and Rava saying the other. And we want to know, why don't they agree to each other? Why did Rava not like the reason of Lishma? And why did Rava not like the reason of because we won't find Adam to validate it? Meaning, why does each one say his own and not agree with the other? Why don't they say both? What's the reason? Rava seems to reject the reason of Lishma, and Rava seems to reject the reason of not having Adam to be Mekayimit. Why? Now, this is a Gemara that will play itself out a few blocks from now again, but at this point, we think they're mutually exclusive. At the end of the Gemara, it's not so simple that it's going to be mutually exclusive. But at this point, the Gemara understands it to be mutually exclusive. So the Gemara wants to know, why isn't Rava concerned about Lishma? Now, the Gemara could have given a very simple answer, because we said yesterday that the fear of Lishma is not so great, because most scribes know the halacha, and most people know the halacha, and therefore, it's not such a great fear. That's what we said yesterday, right? So that could be a reason that Rava is not concerned about it. But the Gemara assumes that Rava would have also been concerned about it. And the Gemara wants to know, why doesn't he think that that's a shot in the Mishnah? So the Gemara, but Rava, my time is Lama Karaba. Why doesn't Rava agree that that might be shot in the Mishnah? That we're worried about the remote chance that it's Lishma, that it's not Lishma. Amalach, so Rava says, I look at the words. What do we make the guy say? B'fanei Nechtam or B'fanei Nechtam? And then we question him, is it Lishma or not? Why doesn't he say, B'fanei Nechtam Lishma, B'fanei Nechtam Lishma? If that's your concern, why don't you have him say that right away? Instead of saying, B'fanei Nechtam, and then Bezin turns to him and says, sir, was it Lishma? And he says, yes. Skip that point. Just make the takana, B'fanei Nechtam Lishma, B'fanei Nechtam Lishma. And that way, it would be straight to the point. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that, that means there is no straight to the point here, except saying, I watched the signatures. I watched it. That's Kiyum Shtaris. That my pshat fits in why we don't add a word to the takana. Rabbi's pshat should have six words instead of four words. Instead of saying, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and then being questioned, he should say, b'fanei nechtam l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma. That would have been the takana. The fact that they didn't require that, that means they're not concerned about Lishma.
No, but according to Rava, in those words, it means Lishma.
That's not true. The Rashi said earlier, we asked him, was it Lishma? That's what Rashi said. Back in Rashi in Daf Beis Amid Beis, the last wide line, the last wide line on top.
Yeah.
You send it to somebody.
I'm sorry. I
thought you were.
It's a daily thing. We should like push the button when you do that. It seems that people have a tendency to interrupt you. I don't know why, but they seem to have a certain weakness that when you speak, they feel they have a right to interrupt.
Well,
I think we should be aiming on your cover.
It starts from my house. Okay. So that's interesting. I think we should have been more.
I did. I did point it out. I said it's a big mistake because we're saying about Rashi holds we ask him correct.
This is why.
Well, there's other pshatim as well, but I took the easier pshat because it's Rashi.
Shliach HaLacha has to be a lamdan to know to say b'fanei without being prompted at anything. You can't go to the base and
if the reason of the takana was that we should hear it's lishma, the takana should have been that the shliach say lishma. Listen, he's going to have to answer the question anyway, right?
Right.
So then let's make the takana right away.
But if he doesn't know to be prompted, he say, were you there by the ring? Yeah, it was written funny.
No. We don't come and ask him these questions. He walks in and he says, B'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta.
He has to know that. He has to say that.
That's part of being an agent from Chutz Lartz. Correct.
They tell him ahead of time, this is what you have to say.
Yeah.
Whoever they are, correct.
Yeah. Okay. When he said b'fanei nechta, they tell him what you're saying is the Shema.
Again, that's what you tried a few minutes ago. And I told you, Rashi says, "I'm a male shailina."
No. What I'm saying
we
is,
ask him.
When he's going and saying this testimony, the rabbis told him, "When you say these words, not just to talk like some people do, it has meaning to it. And what it means is lishma."
That's not true.
He's not going to.
Then why do we ask him?
They may teach
him. Then why do we ask him?
That's my question.
Answer is, we tell them, you're going to have to know Lishma. Go say those four words, and they'll ask you the question and answer yes.
Right, they're going to tell them that you're going to be asked this question also.
Right.
You prep them for everything.
Something about...
I just say that Drisha Bechakira is the way the basin operates.
Again, this is a Takana Drabanan, and instead of making it a double step, just get to the point. Zakti Gemara, the Rabbah, what's Rabbah's response to that? Bedinu de Lisniach, you're 100% right. That would have made more sense. Ella, the Mavshis Le Dibura Asu Lemigzie. The problem is, the more you make him talk, the less chances that he's going to talk enough. People shorten what they're supposed to say. If you make him say B'fanei Nechtav L'shma, if that's the Takana, he might not say it. He might just say B'fanei Nechtav. And then he didn't do the Takana Drabanan. So Badafka, we didn't include more words. We shortened what he has to say to four words instead of six words. Because people have a tendency not to like to talk a lot. And therefore, we cut it by two words because the Mavshas Le Dibur Asu Lemigzeh.
Really?
Can I just finish the next line? Check the Gemara Ashton Nabi also to make say, who says he's going to say four words? Check the Gemara, Chadim Itlaz Goz, Chadim Itlaz Yilor Goz. People are willing to say two sentences of two words apiece. Once you get past two words, then people start writing shortcuts. And once it's a takana, there's no room for shortcuts. So therefore, the takana was, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, yes.
Would it be shorter to say B'fanei Nechtav, Lishma? And then have him ask him what it was
right in front of him. Interesting, I don't have an answer.
Does this say that it needs to be word for word for the next time?
Yes. I don't know. See, I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. As we go into Gemara further, it might be clarified, it might not be clarified. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Asi lemigzei. B'layayim rekulu. He won't say all of it. Now here, so what's wrong? So he won't say all of it. So what's so terrible? So here comes Rashi, and he brings a mandi amar that's a machloikas. But Rashi picks one of the two sides. What happens if a get is given without b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? And the woman gets married. What happens? So there's a big machlokes, Remeir and the Rabbanon. Remeir holds the kids of Mamzerim, the rabbinic Mamzerim. You didn't keep the Takana the Rabbanon, even if the husband never shows up and says it wasn't Lishma. Even if nobody ever questions the signatures. Once Chazal said, a Shliach has to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, if that Takana wasn't kept and the woman got married, her kids of Mamzerim rabbinically. That's what Remeir said. If we make a rule, don't tamper with that rule. And if you do, there's dire consequences. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say she's not allowed to get married, but we're not going to make the kids Mamzerim. But this is very important. If the Takana is not met, at least we don't let her get married. And according to a mayor, we make the kids Mamzerim. So therefore, whatever Takana we're going to make, we have to stick to. And if they're going to start cutting, that means they didn't meet the Takana. If you don't meet the Takana, there are dire consequences.
But the Takana, the Bezdin will not let let this thing go on without getting to the bottom line.
Again, if the takana would have been, this is where it gets very, very, I don't know what word to use.
Dicey?
No, not dicey. If the takana would have been that the shliach has to say before I nechtem lishma, if he wouldn't have said it, questioning afterwards would not have done the trick. Now, the reason for it is, maybe, because Bezin won't question them. They're used to the fact that the Shliach is supposed to say Lishma right away. So if he says, before I nech them, they'll leave it at that. And that's going to be a problem. That's probably the pshat. Once, if we make it takana that the Shliach should say Lishma, that means 84% of the Shluchim are going to say before I nech them Lishma. 16 are only going to say before I nech them. And Bezin won't question them.
Why not?
Because they heard the shliach just has to say it. It's not part of the manual to question the shliach. It's not part of the manual to question the shliach.
So you know what? Just say this more.
By the way, you're assuming that this Bezin is Mr. Learned Bezin of the city. There can be three people, regular three yassels in shul, like Hataras Nadarim. Can you please do me a favor? I'm coming to give a get to this lady. Can you three, like, be here so I can say my befana nechtav?
I thought we said that in front of a bezin.
I said in front of two or three people are very careful. They don't have to be wearing robes.
Or wigs. So you're saying that he's this bezin we're talking about doesn't know exactly the matzei.
Well, they have to know because they don't know they shouldn't be sitting there. But again, they might not. They might be used to accepting the statement without any questions. And therefore, you're setting up that they might not meet the. It might not be done correctly, and the kids will be manzeri. Dr. Ashi, the loyim rekulu amidol the kamon kamon mishanim ibad beish etavu chachamim. Anybody that changes the matbeya, the form that the Chachamim implanted for back of that reason, maybe havad mamzer, we get havad mamzer. Chadam at last tevis can be thinking the shema gaius. The zimli I'm helping for a nechtav. Chadam at tati can be for a nechtav loy gaius. He won't cut it off. When meila shalina loy in nechtav lishma, they ask him, is it written lishma? He says yes. Inam his stomach amazed. Even if he says stam, right? Even if he just said b'fanei nechtav, a meal b'fanei nechtav matzuchu, the ksiv v'chasim abinu l'shma. I, it's four words. V'kivin d'chokha d'milto b'abinavshi l'gayis. It's not four words. It's two times two. Two on the ksiv, two on the ksima. Now Rashi does say here, through in a line, that once we ask him the question, Rashi does throw in inami stomach kamasin. Rashi says it's built into the words before an echtav. Once the takana was just to say before an echtav, we will ask him. And then Rashi throws in, or even if we don't ask him, it's assumed, like Avraham Cohen wanted to say earlier. Okay. Zukti gemara weiter. V'rabba my time aleyama karava. So why did Rabbi reject Rabbi's reason? Amalach, imkei disti b'fanei nechtam, b'suloi. Why do we have to know about the writing? If it's all about validating signatures, talk about signatures. Why are we telling the shliach to say it was written in front of me? Who cares? That's not the issue. According to Rabbi, we have to validate the signatures. He should say, I watched it being signed. Why are we making him say, yeah, watch the being written? It's totally unnecessary. Obviously, we have to hear something about the writing it again. If not, why are we making him say it? The drapa must be Lishma. Why else? Witnesses? For witnesses, I need him to say before I nechtav. Before I nechtav lamali. So what's Rava's response? Zok Rava, Rabbi Medina was a listening yach. You're 100% right. Really, b'fanai nechtam is all you would need. Ella then came after lachlufa became shtaras da'alma v'edechad. We got a problem on our hands. In every other contract, we require two to validate. Here, we're only requiring one to validate. People watching, who seeing that only one is required to validate, will think that all validations of signatures can be done by one witness. If all he has to come in and say is b'fanai nechtam, so people will think, oh, you're validating witnesses with one signature. By requiring him to say b'fanai nechtam, people say, this is not the regular validation. We're making him talk about writing the get. That's to tell people, the reason we made b'fanai nechtam is that people should know this is different than any other validation. By adding those two words, people realize that this is some kind of different process. If all we would require is b'fanai nechtam, then people would say, you can validate a shtar with one aid. They wouldn't say only by get. Look, we did it here. That's wrong. So therefore, we added words to make it different. And the way we make it different is by saying b'fanai nechtam. That's Rava's answer. You don't need the b'fanai nechtam. It's just there so people should know this is not regular validation. And once they made the takana, it becomes the takana. Zakrachi.
I understand.
You need to aid him.
To validate the signature.
Correct.
But not for the lashma.
You don't need lashma by other stars.
You don't need it.
No.
Over here you need lashma.
Again. We're asking Rabbi why didn't he say the reason was because of validation. And the answer is, for that, you wouldn't have to say b'fanai nechtav. That's not part of validation. Must be there's another reason here called lishma. That's what Rabbi answers Rabbi.
That just changes the circumstances. For the sake of changing the circumstances.
I lost you.
To make us realize.
No, again. First question was, why does Rabbi not agree to Rabbi? And forget about Lishma. That's not necessary. We know it's Lishma. The answer is, if all we're concerned is about validation, all that would have had to have been said is b'fanai nechtam. The fact that we require more must be we're concerned about something else.
That it forgets.
That we're concerned about Lishma. Rabbi's response is, we're not concerned about Lishma. We write b'fanai nechtav so people should know this validation is a different kind of validation.
It's different in that.
That we're requiring more words about nechtav and people say, obviously, this is a different process. It makes people think of it as a different process.
It makes people think of Lishma?
No, we don't need Lishma according to Rabbi.
Why do we need a different process?
Because we don't want people walking away saying that you can validate a shtar with one aid. That's Rashi. Rabbi Bedinu, Im came the time of Shemkiyim who? B'fanai nechtav lomali. Why do we need b'fanai nechtav? Rabbi Bedinu, do I borrow the name of nechtav? We didn't need it. Elm Shemkiyim had to hold him came to the name of nechtav. Asi lachlufay. The mukhchim also the chum asi. Because that's what he's doing, they're validating. Umandu Chazi, Sabra Kol Star is Namichat Makaimi. We think one is enough everywhere. Iyasi Chatzadi Vamar Makar Nik Savi Dayedim. In every contract, one aid is enough. So therefore, we added the Fanai Nechtav so people should see it as a different process. Zakti Gemara, the Rabba says that's unnecessary. Everybody knows this is a different process. Why? Midami. By regular validation, all the aide has to say is, I recognize the signature. Here, we need him to say, b'fanai. That's different than recognizing a signature. That's saying, I saw the signing. That itself shows a different process. In every other validation of a shtar, all you need is an aide to come in and say, I recognize the signature. He doesn't have to watch the signing of the shtar. By requiring b'fanai, we're saying it's a different process. I don't need b'fanai nechtav to make it a different process. The word b'fanai nechtav means it's a different process. That's one reason it's different. Number two, chasam isha loy mehemna, ach isha mehemna. Regular validation of shtaris cannot be done by a woman. She's not a kosher aid. Here, we trust a woman to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. People see that it's a different process. Therefore, b'fanai nechtav would have been adequate. Three, chasam baldover loy mehemna, ach baldover mehemna. A person, the lender, cannot come and validate the signatures. Here, the woman can validate the signatures. And let me explain. A very weird case, but this is the case. Dunn gave his wife a get, but he said, I don't want you to be divorced now. I'm making you an agent to take it to Bezen, and then Bezen will give it to you as my agent, and then you'll be divorced. Don't ask me why he's doing this to his poor wife. Dunn tells the lady, I am not divorcing you now. I want you to travel to, no, we're going to pick a different city today. Yesterday we picked Charlottesville, right? Today we'll pick Chattanooga. I want you to go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and hand it to Bethan as a messenger of mine, and tell Bethan that they should be the messenger of mine to give it to you as a divorce. And here she comes to Chattanooga, and Bethan wants to validate the signatures. She can say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. She's believed. By every other Kiyum Shtaris, we don't let the person involved be Mekayim the Shtar. Here we're letting the woman be Mekayim the Shtar. So obviously, it's a different process. Nobody will confuse the two. A, we require the words B'fanai Nechtam. By every validation, we only require them to say, I recognize it. B, we allow a woman to validate a get. We don't do it by any other Shtaris. C, we allow the woman herself to validate her get. That's in the last two. You're right. That's why Rav is not even going to respond to the last two, because that's not what usually happens. But the first one is a response. We're requiring certain words. By validation, we don't require certain words. You're right. The answer to the last two is Rav ignores it, because the Rishonim speak out, because how many times is a woman bringing a get to Chattanooga to be an agent to save the Vanei Nechta? Not a common case.
I think that strengthens the problem discussion, though. Doesn't that mean business rechanging it also means lishma? What do I have to ask lishma for? It's been Herod, because it's rechanging the process.
Can I just put before I get confused?
I had a lot of people
that
had
to
explain what I was thinking.
Zogtub l'arav, harabah midami. Hasam yadina n'halcha b'fanai. That's the main question. It's a different process. We require different words. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hassam, Gabakim Staris, Yoidaman, which is saying Sav Yoidam of the Kamri. All they say is we know it's the Ksavyan. Hakabafana Kamar, like a Mukhamilsa. And some of the guys that come with Mukhamilsa proves that it's a different process. Hakisha Mahemna, the Mavia get Mukhaverta, the Amber Bafana Nechta Mahemna, because it's not the Perig base. Remember we said, even the five women who can't testify and her husband died can bring a get and say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Baal davar, oisa shemaitzi ashtar v'ashtar shaloi, the lender. Halka baal davar mehevim, isha asma mviyaz gitu memdinas yom b'teri shlichus. A woman can bring the get as an agent, and don't ask me why he did this. Al tegar shibayel b'bezen. I need you to go to that person, and they should be my agents, and they should give you the get. She has to say, so what's Rabbi's response? Rabbi is a great kind of. What do we need B'fanei Nechta for? Did not confuse it with Kiyum Shtaris? The fact that we're insisting in the words B'fanei, doesn't that show it's a different process? Emphat the Gemara of Rabbi, Amar Loch Atahach Kam Yadina Milay Mehemni. Rava says, you know what? He doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam here. He can say, I recognize the signature. And that's good enough also. Therefore, b'fanei nechtam would not be a raya, because he doesn't have to say the words b'fanei nechtam. All he has to say is, I recognize the signature. So why are we trusting him? What's the raya? Why is he different? That's why he says b'fanei nechtav. Because if we wouldn't say b'fanei nechtav, And then we would say just that's a recognized signature. It's the same like every other validation. So Rabbi answered, no, we have to use the words b'fanai. Rabbi said, it's not true. He doesn't have to use the word b'fanai nechtam. He can say, I recognize the signatures. So according to Rabbi, a guy can walk into Bezin and say, b'fanai nechtam, and I recognize the signature. And that's good enough. You don't need the word b'fanai nechtam. Therefore, Rabbi says, I need something to show that it's different.
Well, what did he say? What did he say?
Nechtov.
Nechtov.
Yes. And I recognize the signature. And the reason we need Bevanai Nechtov is that people should realize it's not a regular Kiyum Shtaris. They shouldn't confuse it with other Kiyum Shtaris.
Well, but he could say, and I know the signature.
Right.
That's not Tavu Chachamim.
Rabbi says that's part of Tavu Chachamim. Rabbi says, no, it's not. So Machloek is Rabbi and Rabbi. That's why when you asked me the question before, I don't know your first name.
Eitan.
You asked me a question before about the exact words.
Yeah.
So here we see Rabbi says, you don't have to say the words before I next up. You can say Yodati. It's enough. Rabbi says, you have to use the words before I next up.
So if he came into bed and didn't say funny next time, he says, I just know these signatures. That's
it would enough. Be not enough. Because then we'd be afraid. Everybody's going to think you can validate an anus.
With Julio.
What?
With Julio.
Everybody's afraid of that.
So funny next time is...
That's what Rabbi holds makes the difference. Rabbi holds that's not necessary. By insisting on funny next time, you're making a difference. And Rabbi says we don't insist on that.
But it's funny enough that everybody holds.
So Rabbi says b'fanai nechtam must be for a different reason. And Rabbi says it's there to make sure you don't confuse it with a regular validation. Rabbi says for that I have the word b'fanai. Rabbi says it's not necessary. So that can't be the proof. Rashi. Let me read it inside the Gemara. Rabbi Amalach, Atu Alki Kami Yadina Mila Mehemni? Since I know it is enough, so therefore people will get confused. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The reason is to validate. What difference does it make? If we wouldn't insist on b'fanai nechtav, Tevi Hecker ben Gittin Lishtaris, Asi Lachlufa Bekim Shtaris, Alma Lekamino Beinachar. So to boil down the thing is, Rabbi exclusively holds the reason is Lishma. He doesn't worry about Kiyum Shtaris. That way, he's not taking care of that problem, nor is he interested in taking care of the problem. And he said, I can prove it to you. Why in the world would we be talking about writing if we're worried about Kiyum Shtaris? Why would we worry about that? The fact that we're talking about writing means our concern is Lishma. And once our concern is Lishma about the writing, it is about the signing as well. That is Rabbi's thing. Look, why are we talking about writing? We don't have to validate writing. Oh, there must be a Lishma problem. So once there's a Lishma problem, you don't know of any other problem. That's what Rabbi says. And Rabbi says, no, I don't like the problem of Lishma. And the reason I don't like the problem of Lishma is they wouldn't make the takana before they necht on Lishma, before they necht on Lishma. The fact that they didn't add those words, that means that's not the issue. Because the words would have addressed the problem. If the problem is Lishma, put it into the text. Put it into the required testimony, required saying. Now, each one responds to the other. Rabbi says, we didn't put it in because we're afraid people will leave it out. That makes problems. And Rabbi didn't like Rabbi Saris. B'fanai nechtam, he says, that's just there to keep people from confusing it with other validations of stars. So each one holds their own reason and disagrees with the other one's reason. With a proof. Rabbi's proof is, why didn't you require him to say b'fanai nechtam l'shma? Why don't you put that word in? That means l'shma is not a concern. And Rabbah is saying to Rabbah, if all you're worried is about the witnesses, why are you talking about the writing?
He didn't accept that kind of
puzzle. Exactly. Rabbah did not accept the answer that the guy will cut off one word. He can say six words. Nothing will happen to him.
Where is Rabbah?
Rabbah's concerned about that.
And the
flip side is, Rabbah says, you say, B'fanai nechtam would be enough to distinguish this from other Kiyam Shtaris. And Rabbah says he doesn't have to say B'fanai nechtam. He can say, I recognize the signature.
And the B'fanai nechtam is not enough to be muchach that it's Lishma? Not enough to say that that's muchach, that it's also the Lishma?
If the concern is Lishma, it should be addressed directly. You're repeating Avraham Cohn's question.
Yes, that's what I was saying before, that it's not muchach.
He holds either it's not muchach or we would have put it in directly. Don't rely on muchach. Just make the guy say it.
Rabbah's not saying that it is muchach. That's why I'm not concerned about the shmach. Because it would have been in the Masaya.
Exactly.
Why doesn't he say that he's not concerned for
a meal? That's the Rishayim's kasha. And the Rishayim seem to think that the Rishayim answered kasha. The answer seems to be along the lines of that he wouldn't reject that if he felt the Mishnah meant that. Meaning, if there was a way to learn the Mishnah that way, he would have agreed to Rabbah that we're worried about that minority. He proves from the Mishnah that that's not our concern. Because without proving it from the Mishnah, he wouldn't have rejected Rabbah just based on the fact that it's right. The Rishayim asked you a question. Why couldn't Rabbah just say, I'm not worried about it? The answer is, he would worry about it unless he has a proof from the Mishnah that we're not worried about it. And his proof from the Mishnah is that it's not part of the statement that the Shliach has to say. So each one brings a proof of why they disagreed with the other one. Okay. I'm going to take a minute now to introduce what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. New concept that we never talked about yet. What witnesses create the get or any other contract? Is it the witnesses that sign? Or can you skip that part? Write a get and hand it over in front of two witnesses who read it, and they are the witnesses that create the get into a divorce. Now, everybody agrees you need two witnesses at the time of divorce, because just like by Kiddushin, you need two witnesses at the time of the marriage, you need two witnesses at the time of divorce to witness it. But the question is, do you also need witnesses what makes it a divorce? The witnesses that sign it, make it a valid divorce, or you can skip signatures. And as long as you have people who saw the transfer of the get and read it, that is enough to make it a valid document of divorce. The witnesses who watch the transfer and read the get and know what's happening turn this document into a document of divorce by their being there. That's a machloikas tanoim. And it depends on how to read a pasuk. And Merch Hashem, we are going to get into that tomorrow. What makes a get? We'll talk about it more tomorrow.
Was the get used later in life when you want to be married?
Not today. In those days, they used to cut the get up in a way that it was still the way Bethan cut it in a certain way.
Right.
And then she showed that as proof that she got divorced. Correct.
She holds it until she wants to get married again.
Correct. Today, we give a letter. Bazin holds the get. The rabbi is Masada Gittin holds the get. And he gives the woman a letter that she can get married.